Hello?
Amelia? Amelia, hi.
Yes.
Hi,
Yes,
I'm on the phone with the county now. I need you to be on with me for them to answer, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm conferencing you in.
It's not an
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Okay.
Hello, yes, I'm here. Okay, could I get your social security number or case record number?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Could I get your social security number or case record number?
589-901159.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, could I get your name and date of birth?
Yes.
Amelia Martinez, 102-89.
And your current mailing address?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat yourself?
And your current mailing address? Hello?
Yes, I didn't hear you. Can you repeat yourself, please?
Sure, your current mailing address. Where do you live?
2614 East Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19134.
And the best telephone number to reach you?
267-581-2169.
And what can I do for you today?
Okay, so, hi, this is Abigail. Amaria can speak if she'd like, but we just want to know what the holdup is with the waiver for our home care.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, so it looks like they need income verification, birth certificates for the household, disability assessment, proof of residency, the authorization for release of information.
So we sent in a hardship letter, so we don't need that information, correct?
The hardship letter will cover the income, but they need birth certificates for the household, disability assessment, proof of residency, release of information.
Okay, so why didn't they let us know this?
It looks like they sent out a letter. It's all going to be due back by the 20th.
Where did they send the letter to?
They sent it out February 11th, and they sent it to 2614 East Madison.
Was that Amelia's address?
No, I didn't receive any mail, so that's why I'm trying to figure out what exactly do you guys need again?
It looks like they need birth certificates for the household, proof of residency.
I provided that already, ma'am.
Okay.
You sent in the birth certificates, Amelia?
Yes, I did that already. You guys gave me email. I provided the information. I was told that all the birth certificate, Social Security was required. I did that. I sent that through email. I also have a log proving that I sent those documentation as well. I sent it twice, actually. I can verify the exact date if you need me to. I would just have to log into my email and give you that information. Would you like the date and time that I send those documentation?
I can see, let me see. We have three birth certificates.
And what else do you guys need? Birth certificates and...
There's four of you in the household, correct?
No, there's three. Okay,
let's see.
Well, me.
Okay.
Me will be, I will make four.
Yes, that's correct. We have three.
Yeah. Right. So you guys, I already sent mine prior, so that's why I didn't send mine over, because you guys received it prior. So I didn't send it this time around. I only send the kids.
Okay, so we received yours, Kian's, and Unity's. That's it.
No, I send it. I send Yazari's as well. I can send it again because I have proof here that all the birth certificate and all that was sent. I can send it again if you
want. We do actually have that. That's Arizona. Okay, so we've got birth certificates.
Okay, what, and what else?
Hold on a second.
Okay, you have all four, correct?
Yard, yes. Yazari, Unity, Ian. My correspondence. Okay, I'm not currently employed. I'm a person, but okay. Okay. Text okay, and did you submit over, like, a disability assessment, any sort of, like, there's 1768?
Which one was the disability assessment? We don't normally need that. Is that approval?
Okay. Yeah, we've got the 1768. I wouldn't think you would need anything beyond that. Okay, with what's in there, I really don't see what could be missing. So we do have a prior release from you. We have the 1768. That is the medical evaluation. We've got your birth certificates. We've got social security cards. We've got a photo ID showing your current address. So I'm going to send over a ticket to the county assistance office to make sure that they go ahead and review those documents.
Okay. Are you not the county assistance office?
No, this is the customer service center. If you call the county assistance office and you get no response, you automatically get routed to the customer service center.
Okay. So you'll let them know that everything was sent in and we're waiting for the approval?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, sure thing. And they should get this notice no later than this Thursday.
Okay. And then when do you think they'll give us a response?
That I don't know. That depends on the caseload of the caseworker. I requested a call back so that, you know, she could at least get some status about the time frame.
Do you know who the caseworker is?
I don't. We, from the customer service center, we don't have, you know, the telephone numbers or email addresses or names of the caseworkers at the local county assistance offices. But this ticket is going directly to the caseworker. That's a sign.
Okay.
So I would get a letter. I would get a letter this week regarding everything is turned in and the acceptance letter, or what?
No, you're going to get a call by Thursday to let you know when you should get everything completed, when they should be able to complete everything.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else we should look at?
That's okay. But you know what? While you're on the phone, I'm going to call in with some other patients, if that's okay.
We can only take one case record at a time per call.
I would have to call back and wait another hour?
Possibly.